Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you stay on that narrow straight gate path, you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoons, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us, because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first, always worship him, always praise him, thank him, trust him in everything you've got going on in your life forever. Amen. Most definitely welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his namesake. Stay strong, steadfast, and firm. We are with you always, forever. Stay encouraged always, all right? Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted and Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new believers out there, anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you. Anyone who got who became a new creature of Christ, who was born again, who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP, immediately, for sure, most definitely. Welcome everybody. Shalom, family, greetings to all of you, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High, sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice, make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument, do what you got to do, express yourself to the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his Spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night and in the twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, diligent. Let us be washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let us keep our lamp and oils, and let us stay in our purpose and call for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people, most definitely. Keep it all together for him always. Keep the faith. Keep the word of God. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges. Do all of them, people. Write a copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. Write a copy of the law, statutes, commandments, and keep it near and dear to your heart. Amen. For sure. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep serving the Most High in your situations. Amen. Forever, people. Now, today's message, what I love to do is just go through this daily devotional, and then from there, I'll close out with a prayer, I'll close out with the priestly blessing, and I'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. All right, here we go with the daily devotional. It starts off with a quote, "Trusting in God's power turns our pain into praise, bringing healing beyond measure." Amen, for sure. Today's devotional is a powerful reminder to actively seek God's healing and transformation in our lives. It challenges us to confront our struggles, trust in his power, and extend compassion to those in need. All right, story, Jim Graff on Sunday service, scripture. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" John chapter 5, verse 6. In John chapter 5, verse 6, Jesus asked a man who had been sick for 38 years if he wanted to get well. This question makes us think about whether we want to get better or if we've gotten used to our problems. Jesus wants us to actively participate in our healing by trusting his power. We all go through times when we feel weak and hopeless, just like a man who was once made fun of for being weak but became a symbol of strength. His change reminds us that our weaknesses can help us grow. In the same way, we can experience how powerful God's love is by embracing it. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28 shows us that the Spirit helps us when we are weak, even when we can't put our feelings into words. Trusting in God's help turns our pain into praise. In conclusion, God knows what we're going through and invites us to find hope and healing in his presence. Let's be guiding lights, helping others overcome difficult times through faith. When we trust that God can change our complaining into gratitude, we'll see his promises come true. This will bring us more joy and peace than we can even imagine. Reflection. True healing requires active trust in God's power. Reflect on Jesus' question, "Do you want to get well?" The question challenges us to confront our struggles. Stories of transformation show us how weaknesses can lead to growth and inspire hope. Embracing God's love and turning pain into praise allows us to be beacons of light for others. Amen. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. Prayer. It is by faith in you, Lord Jesus, that I can overcome this world. I was born into a sinful world with a sinful nature, and without your divine intervention, I had no hope. You showed me the truth of what you did on the cross to deliver me from the corruption of this world. I surrendered to your lordship and came under your protection by the blood of Jesus. No demon in hell can stand against the power of your name and the innocent blood that covers me. You have given me the authority to overcome this world because you already defeated the enemy on the cross. He no longer has any power over me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem. He is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac. He is the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High always forevermore. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Hallelujah. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. He is the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him. The almighty, true, and living God. Praise the Lord. The Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father. Faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church. the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He's the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. He is the king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world. Lion of the tribe of Judah, he is the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my strength, my song. Our song, our praise, our strength, our redemption, our redeemer, our salvation. Praise him, our provider, always forever, our protector, our defense, our safety. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshai, Adonai, Yahweh. Yes, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of heavenly lights. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things, cure all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists. Believe in him. Trust in what he could do for you. Abide in him and abide in his word. Ask the Father what you need in his son's name. It shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders, help, comfort, unexpected good news, blessings, double portion blessings. Yes, I speak that over your life forever. Most definitely, help forever in his son's name. Most definitely, he guides forever. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Our faith has made us well. Our faith has saved us. Our faith has blessed us. Our faith is how we overcome the world. The just shall live by faith. We're justified by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Always, we are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. He got us forever, people. Most definitely embrace that new covenant. Amen. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer. The resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrected of life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone of builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word. Most definitely. His word is purifying silver, just as David said in the Psalms. Every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest. He's the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting. Most definitely. Prayers up for all the poor people. Prayers up for all the widows. Prayers up for all the orphans, all the fatherless. Prayers up for the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the strangers and sojourners out there. Prayers up for the refugees. Prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life. Prayers up for the babies, the children, the young boys, young girls, the teenagers, young men, the young women. Prayers up for the senior citizens, the adults. Prayers up for the elders. Prayers up for single people, married people, divorced people, widow people. Prayers up for all households. Prayers up for single parents, co-parenting. Prayers up for all people in their situations. Most definitely, for sure. Let us repent and get baptized. Let us forgive others so that the Heavenly Father can forgive us. Let us write a copy of the Torah, write a copy of the Law, His commandments, all the way from Genesis, all the way through Deuteronomy. Let's keep spreading the gospel, keep being used by the Most High. Let us be blameless before the Lord our God, and let us circumcise our hearts. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.